I came to Tulsa in the ninth grade, and I spent 1 year at Carver, my ninth year.
That would have been in junior high school then.
Yes, junior high school. That was Carver. My brothers had moved here. Frank was living here. Then he went to California, and then Willie, my oldest brother, moved here, and I stayed with them and finished high school here in Tulsa.
You said you went to ninth grade at Carver here in Tulsa.
Yes.
Then you would have been how old?
14.
What do you remember about Tulsa then? 1936, 7, 8, 9, I suppose. What did you do for entertainment? What did you do in Tulsa?
Oh, let me tell you. I came here in the ninth grade, and I went to Carver. And when you'd come in from another school, all the newcomers had to be tested. So they put us in this big room. That's where I met my very best friend. She came from Pawhuska, and I came from Bristow to Tulsa. They put us in this big room and tested us so they could decide which division. You know, they had divisions that they put you in, 1, 2, 3, 4. We sat close to the young lady that I met that became my best friend. We were placed in the same division. We were placed in number one. And I'm glad that they stopped doing that because, you see, that caused problems. You were placed in 1, 2, 3, and 4. Number one was smart.
Mm-hmm.
And children knew that. And you had problems with it.
Mm-hmm. Were both blacks and whites attending Carver then?
No. All of this was black.
And segregated Tulsa.
Yeah. And my kids, there was no whites in school when they went to school. And we all went to Booker T. Washington. I finished there. All four of my kids finished at Booker T.
What year did you graduate from Booker T?
42.
Where did you actually live when you came to Carver?
It was Madison. I think it was near where Pine.
So that was an all-black community.
All of that.
Right. All your activity then.
Everything was in that area. And, of course, Greenwood had businesses, drugstores, theater, and all of that when I was here.
So you could go there then?
Oh, yes. Greenwood. It was really, talking about Black Wall Street, they had come back, apparently, from the
race riot.
I don't know what it was like doing that. But when I was here, Greenwood was really up and moving.
So I had everything that you all needed.
Yes, everything. Because every Sunday, I still go to Vernon. I joined that church when I was 15 years old.
Vernon.
AME, right there on Greenwood.
The church.
It's African Methodist Episcopal. Mm-hmm. It's right across from the Greenwood Cultural Center.
I joined that church, and everything was right there on Greenwood. After Sunday school, we would walk down to the drugstore. Drugstores had soda fountains, and you could sit there. Where Jack's Memory Chapel is, it was on Greenwood. There was a hotel.
Place.
A hotel was right on the end of the street there. It was a big hotel there. And across the street, they had areas where musicians would come in, and they had big-name musicians.